This course was produced by Learn 25. Enjoy a lifetime of learning 25 minutes a day. Kevin Corcoran is professor of philosophy at Calvin College, a graduate of the universities of Maryland, Baltimore County, Yale, and Purdue. Professor Corcoran is an expert on the philosophy of mind and the metaphysics of human persons. His awards include a 2019 Fulbright Fellowship at the University of Crete in Greece. A celebrated lecturer, he was named one of the best 300 professors by the Princeton Review in 2012, and he has twice been voted by the Honors College at Calvin to deliver their graduation address. He's the editor of Soul, Body, and Survival, published by Cornell University Press in 2001, and the author of Rethinking Human Nature, published by Brazos Press in 2006.
Lecture 1, The Surprising Reality of Consciousness. Ours is a world overflowing with wonders. From marsupial wolves, those are wolves with pouches like kangaroos, to carnivorous plants, now those are flesh-eating plants. Our world is quite literally teeming with the unexpected and the surprising. Perhaps the greatest of these surprises is consciousness. You and I could be exactly like computers or combustion engines, elaborate machines made out of wholly material components that interact with each other in such ways as to produce some very predictable sorts of behaviors. But we're not. We have conscious experiences. There's something it's like for us, but not for computers or car engines, to taste the sweetness of a strawberry, to feel a pain, to see a fiery orange sunset, to hear a Mozart concerto or, I don't know, a Mumford & Sons anthem. Now, of course, both our brains and computers, no less than car engines actually, process information, lots of information. But computers and car engines lack an experiential component. There's nothing it's like for them to see or hear or taste or experience anything at all. Hi, my name is Kevin Corcoran. I'm professor of philosophy at Calvin University, where I teach a course on the brain and consciousness to students in the university's neuroscience program. There's probably nothing more familiar to us, nothing more obvious, nothing that we are more intimately acquainted with than our own consciousness. But it is probably the least scientifically understood. In fact, experience has proven itself to be the holy grail of consciousness studies. Why? Well, because while consciousness is certainly a commonplace feature of the world, it seems so unlike everything else in that world. Understanding how consciousness fits into our overall picture of a world made of atoms and molecules, bosons and gluons, occupies the minds of the world's most talented philosophers, psychologists, and neuroscientists. Remarkable new discoveries in neuroscience, along with advances in psychology and philosophy, generate a host of intriguing questions. In this course, we'll take a tour of the brain and its most fascinating feature, consciousness. Along the way, you'll answer some big questions about the human mind. How is consciousness related to the brain? Is consciousness nothing more than brain processes? How are we related to our brains or bodies? Are we nothing more than a brain or a body? And if we are more, does that mean that we're immaterial souls or minds? And if we're not an immaterial soul or mind, does that mean there is no hope of an afterlife? You've no doubt asked yourself some of these questions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?